السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-e Kiram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, once again with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, with His ihsan, we have been given the tawfiq of getting together for zikrullah. I have mentioned by now many, many times that the flavor, the scent, the perfume, or the fragrance of every majlis is different. You have bayans, you have lectures, you have waaz, you have different subjects being discussed in different majalis, different programs. Each one has got its own significance, fragrance, and flavor. This is a majlis of zikr. So therefore, we are dealing... Right, we have the radio on Islam from that site, Johannesburg site. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. I was saying that it is the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He gathered us once again to make zikr. And that I have mentioned many times that every majlis, every gathering, every get together, every program has got its different flavor or fragrance. This is a majlis of zikr. It will be different from that majlis which is of dars of Quran Sharif or dars of Hadith Sharif or some places dars of Masnavi Sharif or some places it may be a majlis or a get together to discuss what is happening around the globe, around the world, what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Africa, in America, in England, the conditions that the Muslim Ummah is facing, different kinds of halat and conditions that are coming upon the Muslim Ummah, and what are the solutions to those problems. So each majlis has its own subject, topic of discussion. We cannot discuss everything in one particular majlis. So this is a majlis of zikr, so therefore we confine ourselves to zikrullah. But one or two things are mentioned for the sake of understanding that what true zikr is. I have mentioned that many times that true zikr is obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to the fulfillment of His orders, His ahkam. That is the real zikrullah. Whatever is the hukam of Allah ta'ala, we fulfill. Whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has ordered, we fulfill. That is the true zikr. This zikr is a means to that. When the person will take the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance, then it will settle in his heart. And after that, he will be conscious of the fact that my Allah is watching me wherever I am, whatever I am doing, whatever I am speaking, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening. All my actions are open to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's no question of day and night. There's no question of darkness being a barrier that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala cannot see in darkness. There is no question of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's knowledge being deficient. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is well aware of everything that we do, we say, we speak. So this is what develops, slowly it develops. And if the person is not developing that and nurturing that, and this zikrullah does not keep him away from haram and from forbidden things and from stealing and from gambling and from adultery and from fornication and from cheating and from watching the haram on the television or the porn sites of the internet, If it doesn't keep him away for those, from those sins, then it means that there is great deficiency in his zikr. There is deficiency in that zikr. He hasn't made it sincerely, or he hasn't allowed it to enter his heart. It is only on his tongue as yet. So it will require a long time now. If it must come from the tongue to the heart, it has to come to the heart. And once it comes into the heart, after that the person's life is totally transformed. Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one hadith sharif comes to mind. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions in that hadith sharif, it is reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, and he says that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ أُعْتِيَهُنَّ فَقَدْ أُعْتِيَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, that four things, if a person has been blessed with that, then he has been blessed with the best of both worlds. That is the general meaning of it. That the best of both worlds the person has been given if he has been blessed with four things in this world. If he has been blessed with four things, then he is blessed with the best of both worlds. First of all, he said, قَلْبًا شَاكِرًا, that his heart is a heart which shows gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for his ni'mats, for his favors, for his bounties. The person looks at the bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which are unlimited. And he himself, no matter what suffering he may be going through, he may be a person who does not have sight, but he still has his heart, liver and lungs functioning. The person could have had no sight, no hearing, and his speech also could be faulty. But that doesn't mean that he too is not blessed with other ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. That person can still breathe and he can exhale. If he doesn't breathe, he'll die. If he doesn't get fresh air and oxygen, he will die. So much of ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is still enjoying. We must not think that that person who doesn't have wealth or is living in a shack or is living in a hut, so he has been deprived of all the ni'mats. The person who has more than that, then it is a bonus. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him more. But he is being tested for shukr. But the person must always see what he has got instead of seeing what he hasn't got. Always focus our sight on what we have been blessed with, instead of looking at those things that we don't have and then suffering depression. And then making nashukri of Allah Ta'ala, showing ingratitude for his ni'mats and for his favors and for his bounties. Why should we always look at those things that we haven't got? Look at those things that we have got, and we have got so much, that if the person has to just go on to some site, they say is on the internet, where they've got people selling one kidney and things like that. So they've got prices. They say it runs into millions. If you have to look at all the parts of the body and put it on the market, then it runs into millions. So without having 1 cent in the pocket, the person has already got millions in his body. So he should be making shukr of all the ni'mats. He must not be only looking at those things that he doesn't have. Because that is what will create then depression, and it will create hasad and jealousy. That I don't have this, that person has it. I haven't been blessed with this and that person has been blessed with it. It will create jealousy. So qalban shakiran. وَلِسَانًا ذَاكِرًا, and the person has been blessed with a tongue that is engaged in zikrullah. Because from the tongue then it will come into the heart. So the person is one side making shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala over all those ni'mats that he has been blessed with. As I mentioned, that if you look into your body, there are so many ni'mats, unlimited ni'mats. And the very fact that we can see, we can breathe, we can do so many things, all these are ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So on one side, the person is making shukr over those ni'mats. Walisan and zakiran, and the person has been blessed with the tongue that is making zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When the person is doing nothing, keep the tongue occupied in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. One is where the person sits with concentration and thereafter makes excessive zikr, then that can sometimes dehydrate him. Therefore, it is necessary that the person must inquire, he must find out. He mustn't just take all the prescriptions or all the wazifas that have been mentioned in the kitabs and start reading them. Some people, they read so much, and after that, when they get dehydrated, Then they start talking nonsense. And people think that now they have become real abdals or majzoobs, or they have reached. But whereas they have gone insane sometimes, because they have taken all the different wazaif from the different kitabs and everything, they want to read it up for a solution to their problem. So there you have to take some kind of a guidance. One person asked a question, he said, how can taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, or how can be making the making of zikr be harmful? So I said, simple to understand. Apples, oranges, peaches, pawpaws, and all the different kinds of fruits, they say have got a lot of vitamins. Some have got a lot of vitamin C, and some a lot of vitamin A, and some other vitamins. There's so much of vitamin research that has been done now, that they're already from A to Z. Now they can't find after Z what to do. So just now, like how we have for oversized double X, triple X, extra large and triple extra large, so like that for the vitamins also, they'll have to go on to double Z, double A, double B. So many discoveries they are making. So different kinds of vitamins it's got. But if a person has to take 1 ton and eat it up, or one, just leave 1 ton, if he has to take a few kilos and eat it up, what's going to happen to him? One time he sits and one time he eats one whole pocket of oranges. Of course, some people we have, they can digest even that too. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the average person. So just like that, some people can digest a whole pocket of oranges. There are many people who can digest thousands of times, even if they make Allah, Allah, million of times today. It won't affect them. But that has to be checked out whether we can do that. Nevertheless, so what I'm saying is that the person, the other times when he's just driving, when he's just doing nothing, if he keeps his tongue occupied in zikrullah, then that's not going to dehydrate him. So qalban shakiran wa lisanan zakiran. We're not going into any detailed discussion tonight. But this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that the person who has been blessed with four things, then he has been blessed with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. He has got all the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirah. So he's got a heart which is grateful to Allah Ta'ala. He's got a tongue which is engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. وَبَدَنًا عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرًا. And the body which can take the difficulties, the hardships, the musibat, the trials and the tribulations that come. The person's body is strong enough to take all those weights and pains. Whatever trial and test comes in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the fulfillment of the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, in the fulfillment of the laws of Islam, of Sharia, teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Now whatever difficulty comes, the person's body is prepared to take that. It is sabir on that bala. We can see how the Sahaba ikram in jihad also, how sabir they were. The person makes use of the means that Allah Ta'ala has created. And if you have to give the expanded meaning, then it covers everything. Because we know that sabr, first of all, there has to be sabr ala ta'at. Sabr on the doing of the good deeds, whatever has to be done. Salat, zakat, namaz, hajj, ibadat, everything. So sabr on that, the person stays steadfast. He is not swayed by nafs and shaitan. Sabr anil maasiyah. That in staying away from sins, he makes sabr. Shaitan and nafs drawing him towards sins, but he makes sabr. He doesn't go towards it. And when he's going to save himself from that, then he will get noor of taqwa in his heart. Zakhme hasrat hazar khaye hain, tab kahin ja ke unko paaye hain. زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. The person will have to take all those stab wounds on his heart, then he will be able to get Allah تبارک و تعالی. It will be as if the person is being stabbed all the time, or the sword is cutting his neck off all the time. The beautiful faces will come in front of him. Sometimes the haram wealth will come in front of him in abundance. The person has won a lottery. or something else, so plenty of wealth he can get in a haram way. The hasiniyas is not only the beautiful face. So sometimes it could be the gambling. Sometimes there's nobody in his home. And he pretends that he's very pious. But when the people of the house who watch all the filth on the television, when they are not there, so now this person thinks, now there's nobody here. And because I've got my kurta, topi and dadi, and the woman has got a scarf and niqab and hijab, so in front of those people you don't watch. But now when they're gone from the house, so now you think, who's going to watch me now? So let me see. So you can see now that person who will restrain himself under those conditions, when nobody is watching except Allah, so then he will be caking zakhme hasrat. Or that young person who came out from the rave club, from the discos, from the cinemas, from the theaters, and from all the adultery or fornication. He has come out of that, and he has made up his mind that I'm not going to return to it. Now shaitan will create all the conditions for him to return to it. He will bring it in front of him, and he will bring those same temptations once again. Now this person to restrain himself under those conditions, that is the zakhme hasrat. He has to make high. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at that time is with this person. Barbaad muhabbat kunna barbaad karenge, mere dile na shaad ko wo shaad karenge. The person who will make barbaad, the person who will allow his heart to be smashed to smithereens, his desires, his evil desires, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will now build up that heart with noor, with tajalli. Many times you have heard this example, that the government declares a disaster area, then they give cement, sand, brick, stone to rebuild those homes. So this heart which has been destroyed in the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will then build up that heart. Such noor of taqwa will come in that heart. Such kind of tajalliyat will be cast into that heart of that person, the effect of which will reach corners of the globe. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he does not allow anything done for his muhabbat to go unrewarded. Human beings, if somebody has to take the pain and arrive to visit them and meet them, they get so happy. That example again of two people that have come to meet somebody just for the sake of muhabbat. But one person came comfortably and arrived without any pain, without any difficulty, without any hardship. And the other person came, his body has been beaten. On the way somebody stabbed him, somebody stoned him, somebody swore him, somebody cursed him. He took all that, but he said, I must go and meet this beloved of mine, whatever happens. So he took all the beating, punishment, torture, persecution, anything. With all those pains, he comes to his beloved. And he comes with the blood flowing from his body. And he says, when the beloved sees, he says, what has happened to you? He says, no, in your love, in your muhabbat, I went through all these difficulties, these hardships. With all that blood on that person's body and clothes, the beloved will embrace him. He said, you are indeed my true and sincere friend. Now ask, what do you want? If that person is a multimillionaire, he'll say, take now whatever you want. So if human beings can do that, imagine if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in his muhabbat, if we have to go through with wounds on our hearts, with stabbings, in restraining ourselves from temptations, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you think he is going to allow that to go unrewarded? He will say, you are indeed my true friend. The others, the moment they were tempted, they went like hogs, like mules, and you restrained yourself. So therefore now I am giving you from my treasures. Take my banda what you want. And what can be more that Allah Ta'ala can give than that he says that I give you my love, I give you my muhabbat, I give you my raza, my pleasure. And when Allah Ta'ala says I give you my pleasure and my raza, then you have got all the kingdoms. Those are the kingdoms that Shah Waliullah Rahmatullahi was talking about when he was telling those Mughal kings that you leave behind your throne and your crown and everything else. So qalban shakiran wa lisanan zakiran wa badanan alal bala'i sabira. And the last thing which we discussed in another hadith sharif on Monday night in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and that woman that he gets, if a person has to get in his marriage a wife who does not betray the trust that has been placed in her with regards to her person and with regards to the husband's wealth. But at the same time, I always say that even that woman who finds a husband like that, the husband is also one who does not betray the trust that has been placed with regards to his person. And it might be also her wealth, because sometimes the husbands are udawing the wealth. Check in the dictionary, Oxford, if there is a word like udawing. If it's not there, then add it on. So sometimes the husbands, the wife's ring vanished, the wife's jewelry vanished, the wife's bank account wiped out. How many cases like that? So if the wife has to get a husband like that, or the husband has to get a wife like that, then he has got the best of both worlds. That's why I conclude that these are great namats of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has to get that, then make qadr of it. Appreciation. Make shukr. Person, if he gets a pious wife, is of a great namat. One cricketer was getting married. I performed his nikah here in the masjid, and I conclude on that. So I told him, I said, the solution to husband-wife problems is this, that you must not try to, because you're a cricketer, so you must not try to catch out your wife. Don't bowl her out. Don't stump her out. Don't stump her. Don't bowl her out. Don't catch her out. Don't run her out. Don't play on opposite sides of the team. Play together on the same side of the team. And bowl out shaitan, bowl out nafs. Those are the things to be bowled out. Catch them out, stump them out. And then see how happy your world will be. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. Ye khaki apni fitrat mein na nuri hai, na nari hai. There's no time now to read all the other things, so we'll get down to zikrullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur anjaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur anjaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur anjaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 La ilaha illallah.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے. پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. We should make zikrullah as a habit of our lives. So it doesn't mean we just have a sample of zikr yes on Thursday night and we feel satisfied we made zikr. Zikrullah must be made every day. Read at least the 3 tasbihat. Read 1 tasbih of Durood Sharif, 1 istighfar, 1 la ilaha illallah as a minimum, with sincerity, with dedication. And then the most important thing, implement the teachings of Quran and Sunnah in our lives.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, badal de mera rasta dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, suno main naam tera dhadkano mein, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, maza aa jaye maula dil badal de, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ey Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, oh my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my most loving Allah, O my most caring Allah, O my most compassionate Allah, O my most tolerant Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, Ay mere Sattar Uyub Ghaffar Zunub Khuda, ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Forgive our sins, my beloved Allah. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. Day and night we have disobeyed you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have used your bounties for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight, the great namath of sight for your disobedience. You could have snatched it away the moment we cast a lustful glance. My Allah, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are. In spite of all the sins that we committed with our sight, you have still blessed us with sight. Ya Allah, we use the ni'mat of hearing for your disobedience. how much of music and how much of ghibat and how much of haram we listen to with our ears. Ya Allah, how much of haram we have spoken with our tongues. False oaths and qasams we take with our tongues. By Allah, we swear with our tongues. By beloved Allah, we abuse with our tongues. By beloved Allah, we speak haram with our tongues. Yet you have given us speech, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, how many haram things we have touched with our hands. How much of haram places we have walked with our feet. In spite of all our sins, Ya Allah, you haven't paralyzed us. Ya Allah, we are still walking, we are still talking, we are still seeing, we are still listening. My beloved Allah, we know that some people can suffer paralysis. They can be blind, they can be deaf, they can be dumb. And that can be a test for them. And that can be a rahmat and a mercy for them. But my beloved Allah, we believe that our sins were so much that it would have come as a punishment upon us. But yet, my beloved Allah, you give us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Ah, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing day and night. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, my beloved Allah. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Hum gande hai, my Allah. We are dirty, filthy-hearted people. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with jealousy, with envy, with evil passions and desires. Ah, my Allah, what have we made of our hearts? But my Allah, who is there for us besides you? Who is there to forgive besides you? You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh, my beloved Allah, the forgiveness of sins is mahbub. It is beloved to you. My Allah, if you forgive us, we will become happy. You will become happy. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy. And if you have to punish us, the only one that will become happy will be shaitan. My beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues. Sins of our hands and feet. Sins of our heart and mind. Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eh, mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Which other door we can tap, my Allah, for a solution to our problems? Which are the door we can tap, which are the home we can go and beg. My Allah, all hearts lie in your control. Oh, my beloved Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Nothing will be ours. Our children will not be ours. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Mere Allah, become ours and make us yours. Ab to hamara ban ja, mere Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mein. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta. Main apne khuda se khuda maangta. वो हो जाए मेरा वे हो जाओ उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूं या अल्लाह if somebody has to ask me what am I begging of you I am begging my Allah from Allah that he must become mine and I must become his my beloved Allah have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Have mercy upon entire mankind, my beloved Allah. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, with iman, with Islam. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannat. Ya Allah, your Jannat has got space for everyone. My beloved Allah, there is no shortage in Jannat, my beloved Allah, for the entire mankind. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Oh, my beloved Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to see each and every person enter into Jannah. But oh my Allah, those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam, and they will continue with the torture and tyranny and oppression and suppression and rain their bombs and bulldoze the homes of innocent men, women and children of the Ummah. Then my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the gale force winds against them. Oh my Allah, send the cyclones against them. Oh my beloved Allah, make their life miserable just as they made the lives miserable of the Muslims. My beloved Allah, help and assist the Mujahideen of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Khandaq. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi quwwat wala khuda hai. Wahi taqat wala khuda hai. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Musalmanon ki madad farma. Ey Allah, Kashmir, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Palestine. Ya Allah, those prisoners who are languishing in Guantanamo Bay and many, many other prisons, oh my beloved Allah, assist and help them. Ey Allah, unke liye rehai ki suratein paida kar de. Mere Allah, in zalimon ko ya to hidayat de ya khatam farma. Mere Allah, either give the hidayat to these zalims or give them, to finish them up, my Allah, remove them from the surface of the earth. My beloved Allah, throughout Africa and other parts of the world, wherever mankind is suffering, remove their difficulties, their hardships and their problems. Unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses and ailments. Ya Allah, whosoever is suffering, whatever kind of ailment and suffering, Ya Allah, jinn se, jadu se, jismani bimariyo se, jaisi bhi bimariya ho, Ya Allah, shifa-e tam de. Bless them, my Allah, with shifa, with complete cure, whether they are amongst us, in hospitals, in homes, or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and women, oh Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give hidayat to the parents to remove from their homes and lives those things which have caused destruction in the morals of the children. Oh my beloved Allah, make us all one. Hame nek bana de aur ek bana de. Puri ummat ko ek bana de. Ey Allah, ikhtilafat ko khatam farma. Ey Allah, ittihad naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world whether we like it or not. The angel of death is going to come and squeeze out the soul from every limb and every part of our bodies. Ya Allah, those giving ghusl to us, if our clothes are tight fitting, they will use a scissors and slice off that garment, no matter what kind of label that garment has. My beloved Allah, water is going to be poured above our bodies. Will be moved backwards and forwards, right and left. By Allah, before the water of Mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of Tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of Kafan is put on my body, by Allah, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of Taqwa above our hearts. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some filth on the television, some movie. Adultery, fornication, filthy magazine in our hands, popping drugs in our mouth or bottle of wine in our hands. We don't know when death will come, where the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, so many people are losing their lives in haram, haram places. Oh my Allah, when the time of our departure comes from this world, take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rose of Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
with As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. May Allah let our janazas be placed in Masjid-e-Nabawi. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of Rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. But if it is not Muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. My beloved Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, small piece of land, Jannatul Baqi, میرے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما لے. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. How much he prayed for us, how much he cried for us, how much of his blood was shed for the ummat. یا اللہ نبی علیہ السلام, especially in حجت الوداع, how much of duas he made for us. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, Vizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro-ro ke jo maga tha. And the duas that he made in Hatim, and the duas that he made at the Multazam, and the duas that he made behind the Maqam-e Ibrahim. And whatever he begged for us on Safa and Marwa, and in Mina, and in Arafat, that masoom, sinless Nabi, how much he begged for us. And the duas that he made in Muzdalifa, and all his life the duas that he made for us. Bless us with all that goodness. The wives and children with that goodness. Parents with that goodness. The ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, especially that of Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, accept our duas with the sadqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, napaak hai, nalayiq hai, lekin duao ko qubool kar le. Teri shaan ke mutabik qubool kar le. Bless us with that which we have asked and that which we have not asked. All those who have passed away, bless them in Jannatul Firdaus. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اے اللہ, جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما. دعوت و تبلیغ کی محنت قبول فرما. مساجد, مدارس, خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. دارالعلوموں کی محنت قبول فرما. جتنے بھی دینی ادارے ہیں, انجمنیں ہیں, جو بھی نیک کام کر رہے سب کو قبول فرما. اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.